We've been having some fun around my house. I told y'all a while back we thought we'd sold our house, and then they backed out. Well, we sold it again, and they ain't backing out this time. Woo! Yeah, thank you, Jesus. We're excited. However, if y'all have moved before, you know that pain too. Going through stuff, and we do have a place to live. We bought a nice fifth-wheel trailer, and you know, as I told some of y'all, you may just wake up one morning, there'll be one out in front of your house. Don't worry, it's probably us. And we're just going to plug into your electricity for a little bit, and then we'll let you know. We'll move on. No, I'm kidding. But we've been moving everything out of the house into the trailer, and my wife is doing an awesome job. You notice I said she's doing an awesome job. Because when it comes to packing, oh, man, that woman's a world champion packer right there, I'm telling you. And I just get out of her way because I'll mess it up. You know, that isn't where it was supposed to go. So she's shaking her head, yes. But one thing that I've noticed over the last few weeks and things that have been going on in our life is that things that I've been having to be careful about what I say. And we did a Bible study just recently about the things that we say, calling things that aren't as though they are, and how to receive that. And in Proverbs 18, it says that death and life are in the tongue. You know, and if you love them, then you'll eat the fruit of. What that means is that if you love life or you love death, then whichever one that you love, you're going to eat the fruit of that. So what we say has power, right? Amen. I mean, more so than we really stop and think about sometimes. That the power that we have to call things in, and we call things that aren't as though they are, that we believe that things are going to happen and we call it in. It just came to me that I went out to put the license plate on the trailer yesterday. We got it in the mail. And well, I couldn't because they didn't give me any screws or anything to put it on the trailer with, so I got to go get some. But the point I make is Laurie and I have been calling that house sold. Even before it sold, that house was sold in Jesus' name. Now, we know that it was sold. I'm going to show you how good God is. We all know He's good, and we know that you can't make this stuff up, even though some of the world thinks you can. When I went out there to put that tag on there, I looked to see, and the expiration on that temporary tag was October the 25th. Now, guess when the closing date is? For our house, October the 25th. You can't make that stuff up, folks. That is God's hand in our situation. We spoke that house sold. That's confirmation, y'all. That October 25th that the house is sold, we're closing. That's confirmation that what we speak comes to pass if we believe what we're saying. Last week, Corey was talking about getting stirred up, and I got stirred up. Y'all know me, it don't take much to get me stirred up anyway. I like to be stirred up about God. And it really put a spark in me about what we say. Because when we get stirred up, what stirs us up? Because when we start saying good things, or we start saying bad things, we can get stirred up one way or the other. It's like when Howdy preached talking about some of those drivers. You start speaking at some of those bad drivers and you can get stirred up in the wrong way. Or you can bless them and get stirred up in the right way. And it reminded me when Laurie and I first got married, I won't tell, but she has a relative that was very stir-upable. Is that a word? Stir-upable? And this was the old Ricky that, well, I still like to cut up and pick at people. But this person was one that I could just say, I knew the right things to say, and I could get, she'd just get stirred up. Not at me, but about the subject. And every Sunday, we'd go there after church, and we'd go to Laurie's mom and dad's house for lunch, and that person would be there, and, well, I just seemed like it was fun to me. But that's how powerful our words are, y'all. That person would get beside theirself just by me saying a couple of things about school or government or whatever. You see, so what we say causes us to get stirred up. God spoke life into existence. He said in Genesis, he said, let there be light. There was light. You read all of Genesis 1, and he said a lot of things that were true, that happened. He said, let us make man in the image of us. He said, everything before it was done, he said. In James, it talks about our tongue being a powerful member. It talks about that we put a bit in a horse's mouth to control that horse. And it's a little thing. The rudder of a ship is a small thing, but it drives a big ship, doesn't it? Y'all stop and think how small our tongue is. But what we use it for can be life-changing. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is what do we say? What's one of the most powerful things that we can use our word for? Most powerful. We're going to talk about praise today. Amen. Y'all start finding Psalms. Praise, we don't often think of, I mean, when we praise God, there's the singing praise like we did this morning. You know, we come to church and we praise and we praise and we worship, and then we go home. And if we're not praising during the week, what we praise today is supposed to keep us filled up for the whole week. Well, when we get going in the real week, in the real reality sets in, doesn't it? And it's like, oh my, what happened? Somebody, whoa. Situations come upon us, and you don't feel like praising. We get caught up in whatever's happening, and it's like, I really don't want to praise. You know, in fact, I want to complain, or I want to whine. I looked up the word praise in the Hebrew, and it says to revere, to worship, thankful, thanksgiving, laudation. I looked it up in the Greek, and I love what, I'll admit, I never realized the definition of praise in the Greek. And it says a thank offering. Oh. Boy, I got quiet. Thank you for the amen. I've never looked at it as an offering. Wow. So that when we praise God, we're giving him an offering, y'all. We're giving him a thank offering. Never thought of that. Man, it was like, whoa. I want to give him an offering all the time, don't y'all? A thank offering. The way this subject came up for me, we didn't start out in I was praising, but it was a little bit of tight-lipped praise. You know, it's one of those moments when you know the only thing that you can do is praise, even though you're in that you don't really want to praise. But I praised anyway. Thursday, I took off to go play a little golf mid-morning. Golf game was okay, but we are trying to sit. We've sold our house, but I'm having to do things with inspector and, you know, all this stuff. And we had a job going on and that. All day long, I'm out there, man, ready to hit, get right here, and my watch vibrates. Oh, that'll make you hit a good golf shot. It all day long. I was having to call people. I was having to answer emails while I'm trying to just relax and get away. Now, for those of you who don't know about golf, there are 18 holes in golf. So when you get to the 18th hole and you finish, you're through. I was on the 17th hole. I had hit a beautiful drive down the fairway. My phone starts ringing. And then my watch goes off again. So I get two clubs, and I'm walking down the fairway like this. because I'm tired of my phone, and I'm tired of my email, and I'm tired of my text message, and I just start going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, in about two more thank yous, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Man, I praise you. Man, I was just walking praising down that 17th fairway. So I wanted to know more about praise, because I know that when I started, it was the only thing I knew to do. Because the old man would have done something else, but the new man knew better. Amen? So I'm going, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Father, thank you. Yeah, some of y'all are grinning and shaking your head. You've been there, hadn't you? That's right. You know, when we like to be praised as individuals, don't you like to be told you did a good job? Yeah. Man, Brian, that was an awesome job building that. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. See, we love praise. God, here's what's cool. God doesn't need our praises, y'all, but He desires our praise. He wants that relationship. So, everybody find Psalms? All right. So I've got eight things we're going to talk about. Number one, this is what when we praise, these are some things that happen when we start praising. Number one, it takes the focus off of us and puts it back on God. Takes the focus off of us, puts it back on God. Everybody turn to Psalms 150. You know, today's world, we're a world of, well, some of us are, I'm not really, but all these people that do selfies and stuff, it's all about me. It's all about me. It's da-da-da-da-da. See, when we start praising God, we quit looking at that selfie of us, and we start realizing that there's a real picture that we need to have in our head. Psalms 150. Verse 2, it says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. And in the Amplified, it says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to the abundance of His greatness. Woo, Jesus, I like abundance, don't y'all? The abundance of our God is so awesome. In this instant, I looked up that word praise because, you know, words have more than one meaning. And in the Hebrew, praise means to shine, to boast, to rave, to celebrate. Whew. So instead of, so it says praise Him, so we're going to boast Him for His mighty acts. We're going to celebrate Him for Him according to the abundance of His greatness. When we start talking about God and we start praising our Father, then we get it off of us and we put it on where it needs to go. Amen? That we quit looking at, oh, me, you know, or I did this and I did that. No, it gets rid of that junk. And we put our eyes back on the Father. Amen? Number two, praise brings us to a place of humility. Praise brings us to a place of humility. Turn to your left a little bit and go to Psalms 95. I'm going to keep y'all in Psalms so you don't have to turn too much. But you need to see this. You need to get this in your heart. You see, when we start praising God as the creator of the world, that He is, and He's the King above all kings, then we realize that how we are, it doesn't matter. What matters is He's the creator. He created everything. Verse 2 says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. In the Hebrew, thanksgiving right there means praise. And make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. This morning when I was reading that again, and when we learn that we take it, we get that humility. It's like we're talking about our tithes and offerings. Some people, money becomes a god to. Some people, alcohol becomes a god to them. They take their eyes, they take it off, and it's on that instead of the God of all gods, the King of all kings. He's above everything. So when we learn to start praising Him, that's what happens. Y'all, that we realize, you know what, I'm just like this. It's not that I'm small. I'm huge in God's eyes. You're huge in God's eyes. But what we realize is that He's the one. He is the only one. He is our provider. He will take care of us. When we start praising Him, whoo, I did that. Sorry, this isn't a rabbit trail, but it probably is. But last night when I was looking at something. Have y'all ever seen that Christian comedian that does the hands thing, that he goes to a church of hands? Have y'all, some of you have seen that? And he talks about, like, you know, how many of you go to a church that's a hand-raising church? A bunch of them raise their hand. He said, how many of you don't? He goes, oh, well, y'all aren't going to raise your hand anyway. But when I raised my hands, it made me think of that. And he's going, he said, you know, like, in our church, we name them, like hand-raisers. Like, you know, we have these that raise their hands like this. And we call them TV carriers, because that's how you carry a TV. So they're TV carriers. You know, and he said, then we have the baby hand raisers, and that's like, they carry babies, you know, so we call them baby hand raisers. He said, then we have the ones that are the field goal raisers, like this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he said, we got the ones that are the high fivers that go, thank you, Jesus. That's me. I'm one of those. And then he said, a lot of the ladies in his church are the window washers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry, I just made me think of that. But I'm praising, right? And see, y'all are laughing and smiling, but I was praising the Lord, and that's what we can do in Jesus' name. Woo! Praising, I'm going to tell you just right now. Some of you go, well, I associate praising with singing. It doesn't just have to be singing. Singing is great. We were driving down the road yesterday, and we've got Carson and Celie, our grandkids, with us, and they're going, Pops, play This Little Light of Mine, and we're driving down the road, and the kids in the back are going, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let... Man, I'll tell you what, we can take some lessons about praising from our kids. Those kids are not afraid to talk about Jesus and praise the Lord. Why don't we get fired up about praising the Lord? Amen? Man. About to lose my ear thing here. I think Joni started that when she pulled that out. Made my ear swell. All right. Number three. Leaves no room for whining and complaining. When we start praising God, it gets rid of all that poor, pitiful me junk. There's no room available to whine and complain and praise to God. When you start praying to God, we even tend to pray about our problems, don't we? Oh, God, I need help. No. Because that's what we teach here, is that you pray the result you want to your problem, not the problem. So that when we start praising God and thanking Him for that end result, oh, Jesus, you quit thinking about the problem. Psalms 103. Verse 2. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified because I really like that. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord. O my soul, and forget not one of all His benefits. Do y'all ever stop and think about the benefits that we have with God? I mean, starting out, He gave us Jesus, and if you're saved, then you got eternal life. What a benefit. That's good. Y'all, I got three yells and one whoop. Come on. This is about praise. We should be praising Him this morning. We should be praising Him every day in everything that we do. See, that's what gets us out of that whining and complaining. Verse 3. Oh, because this is one of the benefits. Who forgives every one of all your iniquities. He forgives us of all of our sins, of all the junk that we've done in the past or that we're going to do, those not so intelligent things that just going to, we're not perfect. But yet, we do have a God that if we say, Father, forgive me, He does. And He forgets about it. What a deal. Man, I'm praising Him. Thank you, Jesus. Who heals each one of all your diseases. The healer. Man, when we're sick or we know somebody that's sick, that's a benefit, y'all. We should praise them for being healed in the name of Jesus. Not that we have to believe what the doctors say. I met a lady last month when I was with the Sons of the Pioneers, the bass player's sister. And he said, well, she's doing, I never met her, but he told me the doctors told her she was terminal. What's terminal mean? I mean, I know what it means, but you know what a doctor tells you? Well, you're terminal. I'm saved, baby. You know? Her brother told me, she said, I've outlived my expiration date. I love that. And I told him, I said, I'm going to steal that because I'll do it. There's a sermon in there. I outlived my expiration date. Y'all stop and think. That's one of the benefits of our God. Amen? Woo! Well, we ought to be fired up about it. We shouldn't be sitting there going, oh, wow. Come on, y'all. Praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Father. Glory. Glory. I heard Carson the other day go, hallelujah. And I went, woo, I like that. You talk about bring goosebumps to you when your kids are going, hallelujah, glory, God, thank you. Why don't we do that? It'll make your life so much better. It will make your life so much better. When things get to where you think you can't handle Him or it, you go, praise you, Father. I thank you. I thank you that you got this and I don't have to mess with it. Amen? Woo! That's good news. That's what the gospel is about, y'all. That's the good news of God, is that He's got everything, and when we learn to praise Him in whatever we do, we don't have to worry about the muck and the mud and the finances and the sickness, and we just believe. And we praise Him that He's taken care of everything in Jesus' name. Man. Because in Hebrews 13, it says, let us continually praise Him. Continually. That doesn't mean every once in a while. Like when we think about, we should praise Him continually. Hope y'all are having as much good as I am. Is it fun? Number 4. It makes room for God's blessing. Makes room for God's blessing. And you don't even probably have to turn the page. Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verse 4. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. When we start praising Him, that starts opening those gateways of blessing. You see, God's blessed us with every spiritual thing in heaven in Jesus, through Christ Jesus. Don't you want those blessings? Amen. I want those benefits and those blessings because He said they're ours. It's ours. But let's praise Him and let's be thankful for what is ours that He's given us. And let's not sit around like bumps on logs and go, oh, well, whatever. You know? We've got to learn to get tied in to the praising thing. It's prayer and praise. It's the two P's, man. Y'all write that down, two P's, that's good. It's the two P method, prayer and praise. It works. Thank you. Number five, praise invites His presence. Praise invites His presence. When we praise in the morning here at church, we're opening up. We're inviting God in. Come on, God. We want You here. We love You. When we start praising Him during the day, during the week, during whatever, we're saying, God, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Psalms 22. Verse 3, it says, "But Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Well, I was reading in another Bible. This is, I have the King James, and it's got the Amplified. But then I've got a new King James that one of the cowboy ministers, they put out. And Laurie and I got this Bible a couple of years ago, and I use it a lot, because in different translations, it sometimes says things just a little differently, different word. In this one, it says, "But You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." Enthroned. Now, I want you to listen to this, because there's a note in here. There's the Bible. This Bible has several notes in here, and I read this. And I want y'all to listen real close to what it says, because hopefully you will get out of it what I got. The Psalms were the praise hymnal of the early church, and as such are laden with principles fully applicable for New Testament living today. Few principles are more essential to our understanding than this one. The presence of God's kingdom power is directly related to the practice of God's praise. Let me say that again. The power of God's kingdom is directly related to the practice of God's praise. The verb enthroned, His name, I'm sorry, yeah, I skipped a line. The verb enthroned indicates that wherever God's people exalt His name, He is ready to manifest His kingdom's power in the most appropriate to the situation, as His rule is invited to invade our setting. Somebody ought to holler to that. I don't care who you are. That's serious. When we praise, He is ready to manifest His kingdom's power in the way most appropriate to whatever situation you're in. So whatever you're doing, you don't even have to say the situation. He knows the situation. When you start praising, He's going to come in and do what's necessary in that situation. Woo! My goodness. It is the fact that properly leads many to conclude that in a very real way, praise prepares a specific and present place for God among His people. Some have chosen the term "establish His throne" to describe enthroning of God in our midst by our worshiping and praising welcome. God, listen, God awaits the prayerful and praise-filled worship of His people as an entry point for His kingdom to come, to enter that His will be done in human circumstances. Man, that just gives me God bumps. Goodness. We do not manipulate God, but align ourselves with the great kingdom truth. His is the power, ours is the privilege and responsibility to welcome Him into our world. When we praise, we invite God into our world. And when we need Him the most, instead of going, "Oh, please come in, God," start praising Him. It says right here, we're opening that pathway for him to come into our world when we start praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Man. His is the power, ours is the privilege and responsibility to welcome him into our world, our private, present world, or the circumstances of our society. Man, I'm telling you what, if you don't get a hold of anything else, get a hold of that today, that when you start praising God, he's coming in, y'all. He's coming in the midst of whatever you're in. So when I've told y'all before, when I hit my shin bone on that trailer hitch, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. He's coming in, y'all. He's coming in to heal what I just did. That's allowing God to come in and take care of that pain that I just didn't see that trailer hitch. Amen? What a good God we serve. Woo! Man. Number five. Wait, that was five. Number six. Refreshes and renews our spirit. It refreshes and renews our spirit. In Psalm 16, it says, in your presence of the fullness of his joy. Man, y'all, when we're in his presence, we have the fullness of his joy. Oh, man. When we allow that and we praise him, it starts renewing our spirit. It's like I told y'all about that me playing golf on Thursday. You notice I said, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It didn't take two or three thank yous before that spirit of frustration and that spirit of being all twisted up was gone. So that when we start praising him and we open those gateways for God to come in and move us, that's when he refreshes us, renews us, restores us. Woo, thank you, Father. Praise you. Number seven. I like this. I like them all. This is a good one. Paves way for God's power to be released. And that's one of the things that we just read about, you know, is that when we praise him, it opens that gateway for that power. Well, in Acts 16, if y'all will remember, Paul and Silas were in prison. And they were sitting around, and y'all know me, I like to add Ricky's touch to it. They were sitting around, it was a Saturday night, and they were chained up, no place to go. And they started singing, and they started praising God. They were having a little jam session on Saturday night. See, I'm a musician, and I love the Lord, and y'all know that, and I use my music, and that's how I see things when I read sometimes. So y'all just get a glimpse. I know it's scary probably for some of you, but when you think about it, they were just sitting around. They're in prison and they have chains on and they start praising God. Come on, y'all. We're in here. We're out in the world. We're not in prison, and we don't even think about praising sometimes. We need to take a look at some things. These guys are in there singing and praising, and the other prisoners are listening to it. If you'll remember the story, a great earthquake came. Boom! I wrote this down because the Holy Spirit showed this to me. I never looked at it this way. With that earthquake, doors were opened and chains loosed. Woo! Now, this is you. This is me. Are you in bondage with something? Are you those chains that are binding you about something? I have read that scripture I don't know how many times. Man, they were delivered and set free in prison because they were praising our God. And a prison guard, when it got dark for a minute, he thought they all left, and he went in there, and they're still there. And what happened to the prison guard? This is God's power being released. The guard got saved. Man, thank you, Jesus. Do you want those chains released?
In his whole family.
Yes, ma'am, in his whole family. Thank you for adding to my sermon. In Jesus' name, his whole family. But you know what? Are you bound by chains? Are you having doors that aren't just, you really won't open? Don't know what doors they are? Start praising. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I praise you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for that door opened. Man, I tell you what, we ought to be rejoicing in the aisles. Our Father is so good that when we praise, he'll break those chains of bondage and he'll open those doors for you to walk through. But we have to do our part, y'all. You got to praise. Number 8, and I'm closing. Makes the enemy flee. Makes the enemy flee. I'm going to read you something. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. This is in 2 Chronicles 20. He will make our enemies flee. And I love this story. In verse 15 of 2 Chronicles 20, he said, and he said, "Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's." Now, Jehoshaphat, if you don't know the story, they were having a battle, and we're scared. You know, we don't know what to do. God's telling them right here, it's not your deal. However, you're going to prepare. If you look over to verse 21, Jehoshaphat started appointing some people. It said, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord. Everybody say praise. Praise the Lord. Come on. For his mercy endureth forever. Verse 22, and when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. The army didn't have to draw a sword. He sent singers. I read somewhere because I thought it was funny, because he said he sent the orchestra. You know, I don't know. But he sent singers, and he sent musicians ahead of the army that had swords and weapons. And they went to praising and singing. And God said, that's it. That's it. Okay, it's my deal now. Poof, it's taken care of. And it was. You see how powerful the praise is? That when we praise him and we sing to him, and I know some of you just go, oh, well, I sing so bad. It doesn't matter. God loves all of our singing. I'm telling you, it's just like we talked about in communion. Jesus Christ died for each individual person, and he wants to hear each individual person praise him. And when we get a hold of that, I'm telling you what, we've learned it. It says there is power in that. When we praise, man, we ought to be praising right now. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Father. Woo! Come on, make some noise. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Man, we ought to be saying, Lord, I thank you that you're my fortress. I thank you, you're my refuge. I thank that you're my Savior. I thank you that you're my provider. I praise you that you're my healer. Man. When we get fired up like that, then he's going to do amazing things. Just remember, y'all, God doesn't need our praise. He desires it. In Jesus' name. Y'all have a good time this morning? Man, I broke a sweat up here. I don't know about y'all. Well, you know, to have that kind of availability of praise and worship, if you are here today and you, or you're watching on TV, computer, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, we never do a service without giving you that opportunity. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're not going to embarrass you, but we're going to have you say a prayer out loud, and we're going to have all the believers say it with us. So if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, we want you to make today your God day. And so with all believers, we're going to have you confess this prayer, and believers, you say it too. So say out of your mouth, say, Father in heaven, I praise you. I love you, Father. I open the door of my heart and I ask you to come in and save me. I thank you, Father, for Jesus who died on that cross for me and he rose from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I just praise you, Father. I love you. And I thank you that today is my God day in Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed still, if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, I'm going to ask you on the count of three just to stick your hand up, put it right back down. Nobody's looking around. But we want to give you a Bible. We're honored that you would make today your God day. So on the count of three, we're not going to ask you to come down. But just on the count of three, raise your hand up and you can put it right back down. One, two, three. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody? Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you. We just love you. Thank you. All right, everybody look at me. We got three new brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. Amen. Well, we're going to get Pastor Howdy up here, and he's going to take it to the house.
Amen. Was that good or what? Amen? Hallelujah. I was trying to find that scripture. It says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his servants. And the only thing I could come up with was Psalm 22:3, right? Isn't it amazing how God decides to go to war? He don't need swords. It's like Ricky said, he don't need swords. He said, send the guitar, the fiddle, the drummers, send them into battle. I can just see them running like, charge! I can just see them. Charge! And then there goes the band. You guys just wait up there on the hill. We'll be there in just a second. God goes to war in the most mysterious ways, man. He can fight your battles in ways that you're not even thinking of, man. He can put you in places, and I am not going to stand here and preach, I promise. But I just, praise and worship is something we all got to get a hold of, man. You get a hold of praise, and I'm telling you, because used to in the old days, and I've mentioned this before, in the old days, in the Old Testament days, they had certain hours of the day they'd pray. Well, God says, now, pray continually. You don't have set appointed times. You don't have, you know, Daniel over there praying at morning, noon, evening. It's like all day, anytime you think about it. And you can praise him with song or music or just anything. And I said, I'm not going to preach. But that's just really good stuff. Man, learn how to praise God in any way that you feel like you need to. I mean, just do it. Just do it, man. So, all that being said, I thank Ricky for the message today. Guys, if you want to bless him, he does not get paid to minister. But if you would love to bless him, it's Ricky Bowen Ministries. If you write a check, and if you put in cash and you want to get documentation of that giving, grab one of the envelopes, put your name and your address on that. I'm assuming you send out stuff, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. So if you want to get, you know, documentation or a tax refund based on the cash that you gave, just fill out one of those envelopes that we have, or put it on a piece of paper or something. I don't know. Put it somewhere, and put it in this bucket right here. If you'd like to bless Ricky, this bucket right here is specifically for him. If you haven't turned in your tithes and offerings, make sure you put it over there in that bucket. And guys, just be praying about also giving to that the kids' church. We're getting so close. I mean, we've like went really far, and then, you know, we're waiting for some stuff to happen, then we can finish it out. But it's going to be a huge blessing to our church to have that kids' church finished. So, and y'all don't forget to, on Tuesday nights, Corey started the 40 and under group. Him and Jamie are leading it here on Tuesday nights. We don't have a midweek service. If you're a visitor here, we don't have a midweek service. So we have a Bible study, and you can come and ask questions. It's a little bit different. It's a different setting. It's a teaching setting where you can ask questions and all that stuff. So if you're a 40 and under and you want to come to that, and we still do the other in a different, it's just in a different room what we were doing. Or it's right here, and they go back there. Okay, so we're still having Bible study Tuesday night, so y'all be here for those, and just come and get fed, amen? And y'all be praying for Corey as he travels, okay? His whole family, Corey and Jamie, Seth, London, all of them, even little Dalton, wherever they are on this planet. Sometimes I don't even know where they are. I didn't even know Corey wasn't here today. So sometimes they're just, he's everywhere, so somewhere on this planet, but y'all be praying for them as they travel, okay? And if you want to give to Ricky, don't forget right here, this bucket is for him if you'd like to bless him. That good today or what? That's good stuff, amen? Woo! Praise and worship, Lord. Thank y'all, stand to your feet, and we'll get out of here. Stand to your feet. So thankful, Lord. We just honor you and praise you today. We lift up your name because you're worthy of honor. You are our Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah. You are Yeshua. You are our Jesus. Our Jesus Christ, who came and saved us and died on that cross for us and loved us individually. Not just collectively, but individually. You loved us. And we thank you for the communion we had with you today, Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of every person in this church. We thank you for putting angels around this place to protect us. And as we leave, you charge angels to go with us, and you send your Holy Ghost to minister to us everywhere we go, and we thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You're dismissed. Big round of applause. We'll see you later. Thanks for coming.